This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. It is April Fool's Day, right? But no fooling. That's kind of hit the wayside as we have a new priority in life. And we felt so bad. I was talking to Tony Romano and all of these small businesses that are out there, many of them have had to shutter their doors to try to withstand and last through this. Some of them have been, that choice has been made for them by the governor. And some are staying open in some way, degree or shape. And some are going to plan on reopening and being there for the community when we get through all of this. And so we're going to be spending the next number of days, an hour, spotlighting these businesses. And it's our great pleasure to welcome to the program Jennifer Stevens, who is the manager of Debbie's Parlors. Jennifer, tell me, first of all, a little bit about your business. Locally owned, right?
Yes. Yep, we are. And we opened our first one in 2015. So we've been going strong ever since.
Okay.
Now we have five that are in Decatur.
All right. Tell me the five locations.
We have the two, one that's out by Rural King. We call that our number one. The one on 36 by the Chevrolet Museum is number two. Then we have the one on Packard, and the one that's by the DMV, and then right up the street on Woodford as well by the Kreckels.
Okay, so you got those spots all around town. And, you know, I'm sure business was pretty good leading up into all of this, but you guys have been, closed, and now that's going to be extended. What are you guys doing? How are you making it through this?
Well, you know, we were closed on the 16th that first day, so we're able to, you know, we've been in there cleaning things and just preparing for when we get to open. We are able to keep paying our employees at this time, so we're thankful that we're able to do that, and everybody's just waiting until that day we can get back in there and get going again.
Well, it's very nice of you to continue to pay your employees, and I know that probably will only last so long, right? We're all in sort of uncharted territory here. Have you ever seen anything remotely close to this in your lifetime? Because I certainly haven't lived in anything like this.
No, I have not. And it's, you know, we'll make it through, but it's definitely a trying time.
All right. So tell me a little bit, what's your clientele look like? Being locally owned, I think it's important because that money all stays here instead of going out of the community to somewhere else. I'm sure you miss just sort of the people that you have in there every day.
Yeah, we have a lot of, at each location, there's all kinds of regulars. You know, they come on a regular basis because we do have really great staff that are super friendly. Our places are always clean, so they keep coming back for that. So I'm sure, you know, they're missing it. I know the employees are missing it because they've built a lot of relationships, you know, with the people in the community that come on a regular basis.
All right. Where can we find you online? Do you guys have, like, social media, a website?
We do. We have a Facebook. It's Debbie's Video Poker. There's one on there for Decatur. All the stores, we post things on there all the time.
Okay. And so folks want to follow you guys. We're going to be posting still, even though you're closed for now. Here, the hopeful message is we all get through the other end of this and you guys will be open for business and life can return to somewhat normal.
Yes, exactly. Yep. As soon as we know that date, we'll definitely be putting it on there and hopefully have some fun things coming for that first day we open again.
All right, Jennifer, thank you for your optimistic attitude, and thanks for what you're doing for your employees now while you can, and we really appreciate you. Wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care now. That's Jennifer Stevens, manager of Debbie's Parlors. They have five locations, you know, back to, like, recreation and being able to do things, we hope, sooner rather than later. I'm not a guy. I don't frequent these gaming thing. I mean, a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, it's that tough stuff, right? That's part of your routine. You go there for half hour on Wednesdays and play some games.
And you pick your favorite ones to go to.
Yeah, and you don't, like, geographically, they got their own little sort of cheers, you know, like where everyone knows your
name. That's right.
Yeah. Those are the kind of things that I think people really miss because it's like routine.
And this is one of, if not the first business in this segment that has no way of creating any income.
No.
I mean, they're at a straight up shutdown.
And they're down until April 30th minimum. Mm-hmm. And once again, I think people should look at this as like just we're doing pieces, right? The first piece was going to get us to this date. And the second piece is going to get us to this date. And we shouldn't any of us be believing, oh, like somehow that's a miracle date that all of a sudden everything's going to be okay.
Right.
May 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. It's incremental. And we'll see. And if you get to looking at the patients, the deaths, and I heard in the news earlier, we're going to get to that point where there's going to be more deaths than there are cases. I mean, if you followed the mathematical model on this, it is all keeping consistent. You can think what you want. I don't know about pink eye or diabetes or lack of smell or taste. All this stuff is subjective conjecture. That graph is math.
Yeah, and it's holding true.
It absolutely is.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.